So what did this Johnny Walker make you do after he got inside you? A loud rumble ripped through the sky, and the lightning was close by the sound of it. Hoshino's eardrums were stinging from the roar. Nakata inclined his head to one side, listening intently, slowly rubbing the surface of the stone all the while.
He made me shed blood.
Blood?
Yes, but it didn't stick to Nakata's hands.
Hoshino pondered this for a while, puzzled. Anyway, once you open the entrance stone, all sorts of things will naturally settle back where they're meant to be, right? Like water flowing from high places to low places?
Nakata considered this. It might not be that simple. Nakata's job is to find the entrance stone and open it. What happens after that, I'm afraid I don't know.
Okay, but why is the stone in Shikoku?
The stone is everywhere, not just in Shikoku, and it doesn't have to be a stone.
I don't get it. If it's everywhere, then couldn't you have done all this at home in Nakano? That would have saved a lot of time and effort.
Nakata rubbed a palm over his close-cropped hair. That's a hard question. I've been listening to the stone for a while now, but can't understand it all that well yet. But I do think both of us had to come here. We had to cross a big bridge. It wouldn't have worked in Nakano Ward.
Can I ask you something else?
Yes.
If you do open the entrance stone here, is something amazing going to happen? Like, is what's-his-name, that genie, going to pop out like in Aladdin? Or will a prince that's been turned into a frog French kiss me? Or else will we be eaten alive by Martians?
Something might happen, but then again, maybe nothing. I haven't opened it yet, so I don't know. You can't know until you open it.
But it might be dangerous, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Jesus!
Hoshino took a Marlboro from his pocket and lit it.
My grandpa used to always tell me that my bad point was running off with people I didn't know without thinking what I was doing. I guess I must have always done that. The child's the father of the man, like they say. Anyhow, there's nothing I can do about it now. I've come all this way and gone to all the trouble of locating the stones, so I can't just head on home without seeing it through. We know it might be dangerous, but what the hell? Why don't we open it up and see what happens? At least it'll make a great story for the grandchildren.
Nakata has a favour to ask you, Mr. Hoshino.
What's that?
Could you pick up the stone?
No problem.
It's a lot heavier than when you carried it here.
I know I'm no Schwarzenegger, but I'm stronger than I look. In the SDF I came second in our unit's arm wrestling contest. Plus you've cured my back problems, so I can give it everything I've got.
Hoshino stood up, grasped the stone in both hands, and tried to lift it. The stone didn't budge an inch.
You're right, it is a lot heavier, he said, gasping. A while ago, lifting it up was no problem. Now it feels as if it's nailed to the floor.
It's the valuable entrance stone, so it can't be easily moved. If it could, that would be a problem.
I suppose so.
Then a few irregular flashes of lightning ripped through the sky, and a series of thunderclaps shook the earth to its core. It was as if somebody just opened the lid to hell, Hoshino thought. One final clap of thunder boomed nearby, and suddenly there was a thick, suffocating silence. The air was damp and stagnant, with a hint of something suspicious, as if countless ears were floating in the air, waiting to pick up a trace of some conspiracy. The two men were frozen, wrapped in the midday darkness. And then the wind picked up again, lashing rain against the window. Thunder rumbled, but not as violently as before. The centre of the storm had passed the city.